Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb bag. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fabulous glove, don't get. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. A natural born killer, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club!
Yes. Well, wrong camera. Yeah, there we are. Hey, everybody. It's Legion of Skanks Podcast. I'm your host, Big J. Okerson. We're coming to you from the Gas Digital Studios. We did an in-studio for you. It's not a Zoom, everyone. How exciting is that? The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
Am I the only one who misses Ari's nose a little bit?
Just in the shot?
I just feel like it's not complete.
What double studio shows.
What a week. We couldn't keep him out. We couldn't keep him out of the frame.
Yeah. Bobby, I was trying to send you something from the Legion of Skanks subreddit. It's a crackhead attempting rape in the street, and I feel like we should probably open the show with that. But anyway, go ahead,
Well, we got so many things to open the show with. Of course, you know that voice, everyone. It's the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Thank you, guys.
Who's got a fight on the date? A date for his fight.
Yeah, it's next year.
Yeah, it's April 8th. I have a long time.
Yeah.
I have a while, but I officially have the date.
That's three fats and jacked from now.
No, dude. I'm going to get fucking... I mean, look, I did get fat in Austin this week.
That's your last fat?
It's my last fat.
Before the fight?
I'm back on...
You're going straight through to the fight.
Well, here. I want to be...
So you're going to do a nine-month or whatever it is, training camp?
No, I'm going to be in shape when I go into the actual training camp. I want to weigh 210 pounds when I go into the training camp and then fucking just be fucking...
What do you think you are now?
What do I think I am? What do I know I am? I have a scale.
Oh, I've never stepped on a scale since I was 18.
Really?
Well, no, I have. I just never looked at it.
What's the point of stepping on it?
Don't you dare say that.
I tell him. I said, don't tell me. I just stand on it. I go.
Shouldn't your doctor be like, hey, that's unhealthy?
What would you like?
They would no. What they've. I just tell. Actually, I've told them. I'm like. Tell me, I'm not 300 pounds. And they go, no.
They just don't say anything. They go, well.
Yeah, he goes, you're not 300 on the dot.
This goes, no. 340.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fine.
That was my heaviest ever.
340.
You're 340. Yeah, that's big.
That's probably my heaviest ever. 330.
Yeah,
yeah.
You were that big. You were 330.
Yeah, I was a big motherfucker.
I think I'm like 280 something, probably, if I had to guess.
You right now? Yeah, maybe a little more. Oh. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
I love that. Yeah, I think I'm about 280 right now. Sure.
Jay's so funny, but his insecurity is hilarious. Can I also say, I don't want to give the production team a lot of shit today. We're going to move forward very quickly from this, but there's no other show on the network that the camera, when we are on two cameras, that one looks weird and grainy and my freckles are all fucking pronounced, and then the other camera looks watch, go back to the other camera now. Normal. Smooth.
They both look the wrong. Screen you're looking at. It's
shiny.
Not
fuck.
Recording that way.
Okay, but so in the screen,
I mean,
it doesn't
amazing
look that way.
Like Lewis, you barely even notice has freckles in life.
Okay, as soon as we see
it, it looks like somebody splattered shit in my face.
I'll tell you what Shannon says, and Alex might agree with this. She says, because I have this SDR show all the time, is when I'm in here most, and I say the same thing, and they go, she goes, doesn't look like that going out. Says so it's the monitor.
But why is it not the monitor like that for Real Ass Podcasts?
It isn't.
Nope.
It wasn't like that.
Do you sit somewhere different, or is that your seat?
No, I sit right there.
Right. Totally different.
Well, you know, I'm just looking at the monitor over here, and it looks really good. So.
Don't be condescending to me, Bobby.
Condescending
you fucking
you.
Asshole.
I'm just reassuring you.
And Bobby,
it
looks different than what we're seeing here, right?
What's that?
It looks different from what we're seeing.
It looks like they're swimming in cum. Like they have a weird like
so much white on.
It looks like they're swimming in cum, and it looks like me and Dave have been splattered in shit specks.
Well, let me say, sitting next to me, splattered in cum, everybody, from the Colin Terrell show, Colin Terrell podcast. It is the hilarious Colin Terrell.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
It's good to have you here. Swimming in cum.
Swimming in cum.
Is that what you just wrote down?
Splattered in cum. That's splattered what you said.
You do could you swim in cum? What would happen?
I wouldn't. 100% you could swim in cum.
You need a lot of
Alex
cum.
Does every fucking weekend. Hey.
What's up?
Hey. Slut. What a whore.
Dirty slut whore.
I feel like you would not be able to swim in cum. Like the way you
can't... Oh, no one said you could swim fast.
Yeah, you would drown.
No, you're not going to like carve through it like a dolphin, if but like a you pool can move
was,
forward.
If a pool is full of cum, you're saying that you couldn't swim the same way
if
like
there's
water?
No water, it's
you could
just
swim in
cum?
Chowder.
It's more like a swamp.
I don't think it has the same density as water.
It does. It's swampy.
No, it's fluid for sure. Now, here's the thing.
It's a fluid. What do you mean? Where the density of us matters.
Let
not,
me tell you the problem.
Fluid is fluid.
I'll tell you the problem.
There's
is,
like a garbage island floating through it and stuff.
But here's the problem with cum. You're going to need all of that cum, enough to swim in to prove your point, and it's got to be fresh as shit cum because...
That's what
minutes later, a pool of cum is going to become just like
we're
cum
need,
on the floor.
We're
going to
need an empty swimming pool and 100,000 men.
All I don't understand what you what do you mean, dude? It's there's a pool full of cum.
Mm-hmm.
It separates like oil.
Do you think do you think that you couldn't float in like I couldn't if I held my breath and then I tried to lay back?
I don't know if you'll float.
I think you're sinking into that cum.
Like, I don't think you're not gonna float.
That cum will eat you like quicksand.
I don't know.
Don't you say that, you piece of shit. Don't you fucking ever say that, dude. You can float and cum and everyone knows that.
No, you can't. You can't float and cum.
You think you would sink straight to the bottom.
You're either sinking to the bottom or you can walk on top.
Well, it's one or the other.
Lewis,
gonna, like Jesus.
Like Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus wasn't walking on water. He was walking on cum. People don't know that.
Well, you know, if there's like salt, there's a lot of salt in water. You float on
right.
It.
Right. So, it's buoyant.
But it's a matter of
consistency.
Like,
is the problem.
Yeah, it's like the Dead Sea.
Lewis is going to sink right into that cum with the biggest smile on his face he's ever had. Just
right into that cum.
Goodbye.
Just drink my way out.
You're going to leave Minority Report? Is that the thing where she's like laying back all the time?
What would happen if I jumped into a pool? Dude, Cura has everything, by the way.
That is weird that they have this.
For one, you would not want to get it in your eyes or nose. That would not be fun, says some fucking bitch who doesn't have fun with her boyfriend. Some prude. Unless you're going to eat it, I'd focus very strongly to keep your head out of it. I would start out very slimy. Well, this is stupid, dude.
It would become more watery and change in color.
So. It would start to stink, dude. That vat of cum would very quickly be...
With the discussion, though, isn't about the conditions. It's the can you technically swim through cum, and I'd say yes, you could.
Like above water, but swimming.
Yes, but it's got to be at a very specific time.
Like a refrigerator.
Of this cum, yeah, before it fucking starts to turn.
It's like Cinderella at midnight when that cum starts to fucking turn solid.
Lewis, if you came on a piece of paper right now, it would probably be like above the paper. You know what I mean? There'd be parts above the paper. In 15 minutes, it's just going to be wet paper. In an hour, it's going to be dry.
You're trying to say that it evaporates at a faster... I don't think it evaporates
water,
dude.
Not evaporates. Turns to like...
To liquid. No, I understand what you're saying, but...
Not saying turns to liquid.
It's like crust.
Turns to crust, like a crusty solid.
Oh, crust.
It's not dry.
It would not become a giant block
It wouldn't be a block.
You idiots. You know nothing about solid.
You're an idiot because it's hilarious what you're saying and it makes me laugh.
No, dude, you're dumb.
I like it, but no one said it's going to be a fucking pool-shaped block of cum.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to be.
You think it's going to
be
a coating? Like chalk. Like you scrape it off.
The edges of the pool are going to be completely like chalked up.
Yes, it's going to be that. It'll be a flat crust.
I think none of it will be hard. I think it would get probably
hard.
Pools of.
It would be
gunk.
Maybe like down one end would be kind of almost like ice. It's like kind of
murky,
and then the rest of it's softer for sure.
There'd be a lot of liquid.
It'd be layered out. Lasagna.
I think that probably
cum comes oil and vinegar.
It
won't combine.
And then the liquid part would probably be less dense and more.
Someone's
got to
have done this.
Very little liquid, lot of crust.
I think they did this on Guys We Fucked, one of the first episodes.
Cover me in cum.
They just swam in a vat of cum. It was very groundbreaking.
I saw a video of
don't
them
shame
today.
Us for swimming in this baby pool full of cum.
Oh,
I saw
God.
A video of them today interviewing
them
Third Eye Blind. I'm so
one
jealous
of them.
For some reason.
What'd you say?
I don't even know what I want to say to Third Eye Blind, but I saw a video of Instagram or something today of Guys We Fuck interviewing the lead singer of Third Eye Blind. I was like, good get. I don't even know why I thought that, but I really had questions for him.
Well, it turns out if you wanted to talk to Third Eye Blind, all you had to do was suck 100 dicks.
Yeah. Is that where they tapped out, 100?
Yeah.
After that, this show, you have to suck. How many girls have sucked 100 dicks, you think? Nobody in this building.
Most girls have sucked 100 dicks.
No, I wouldn't say most.
Don't say that about my Alex.
I'm talking about your daughter.
What's she going to say about my daughter? She goes,
right in the face, Jay. Shit.
No, dude.
You don't take that?
No, dude. I think, no, not most girls.
Most whores.
If there's a girl who's kind of slutty.
They've sucked 100
and
dicks.
And she's in her, let's say, 30s. By that point, yeah, she's probably sucked at it. It's not really, if you're really slutty from, say, 18 to 35, it's not even that many.
100 doesn't seem like a big number, but if you really think about it.
100 loads in her mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Different people were saying.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, obviously, nobody has two dicks, Jay.
Huh?
Because you said somebody sucked 100 dicks.
Right.
So somebody, if it was the same person, they'd have to have two dicks.
Well, also, if we were just counting the amount of times they've given a blowjob, anyone who had a boyfriend would fucking
So 100 different dicks in their mouth in a lifetime.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Well, break that down.
No, I don't want to know.
15. It's let's say 15 years of being a slut. What would that be? It's not even that many. Is that four or five?
10 dicks a year, I would say, is not even a crazy amount of dicks for a girl to suck. Maybe I'm being too...
It's not crazy.
It's not crazy.
But it is different dicks.
She didn't suck a dick all September, Jay. Come on.
That's a 31-day month.
Sober October, no dicks.
I'd see a girl...
Black History Month, no dicks.
700 blowjobs in a year, but I don't think it's 10 different people on average.
If your girl was single and hooking up regularly and she found out she sucked 10 dicks in a year... That's a lot.
You just put it in the your chick, and then you're like, now it's your chick comes home and says, I don't like it. I don't like it one goddamn bit.
You get into semantics. Like, well, what is a suck? You know.
Well, okay, so no, you're right, though, but our girl's 35 years old. She's been whorey since she was 16 years old or 18 years old, right? Five dicks a year is not a lot of dicks if you're a single whore.
Dick every other month? A dick every other month in the mouth? It sounds on paper.
She's sucking a dick, you know, bi-monthly dick suckings.
It's a slippery slope to being a whore.
I think 6 in a year sounds much more like probable. I think that makes more sense. Somehow
okay,
10.
But so what's 6 in a year?
I think girls aren't as slutty as guys.
6 in a year for 10 years would be 60. So, I mean, you're almost at your 100 if it was 15 years, right? Like, it's not even that.
20 years.
The problem is you got also just like a couple of years when they're in a relationship.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
It's probably like, only one dick for like.
Single and sucking cock for years.
She's a whore. She was sucking other dicks while she was dating that guy.
See, if I was a girl, I would be sucking dicks behind my boyfriend's back all the time.
I
wouldn't be able to come unless I had another man's cum in my mouth while I kissed my boyfriend.
Yeah, nonstop. I'd be getting spit.
Dude, I'd be fucking. Yeah.
You'd be the best slut.
Oh, dude, yeah. I'd be such a fucking pig, dude.
I know you have too. That thought is so funny, dude. Like, if I was a girl, dude, I'd fuck everyone in my building. Like, why not,
dude? Every ugly guy I met. If I was a hot chick, I'd be like, he needs to have one. He needs to have a hot chick.
And I'll be it.
I'm gonna suck that dick right off his body. Come here, you ugly fucking.
You want to get over? Yo, dude, come over here and fuck my tight pussy and perfect tits.
You have a friend? Double penetrate me right now. I've never felt that. I bet that's great.
Yo, kiss my belly button ring and then fuck the shit out of me. I'm such a hot chick.
Dude, come on my tramp stamp.
I would have a true. Put your thumb in my fucking tight asshole. Put it in my little pink asshole, daddy. Oh, it hurts. No, leave it in there for a second.
I'm telling you. So, hold on. 100 dicks to suck in your life. Actually, it's a lot. The more I'm thinking about it, because girls aren't slutty like that.
I've gone through the same thing. I never thought that number was a lot.
3 dicks a year, I think, for a woman would probably be the average for a single woman that has a healthy sex life. Right? Alex, chime in here. Oh, she had a dick in her mouth. What?
Yeah, excuse me? Reasonable. Sorry, I was meeting my quota.
What?
That's reasonable. I think like college maybe throws the numbers off a little bit.
Because you get a little wild.
And then after that, it slows down. I'm nowhere near 100 for the record.
There is no slows down. this college whore myth thing. Yeah, see, we're it's not, just who you are as a person. Yeah, and you stay
that's
on that
not
track.
True.
We're changing the premise. True. We're
all
changing
sluts.
The premise here.
Nice I'm not try, Alex. You. You're still trash garbage.
Look, I'm saying
you're asking about the average girl.
No, 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 no. What I said at the beginning was like that. Most I disagree with Lewis. Not most girls have sucked 100 dicks. I'm saying, but if you're like a slutty girl, like the promiscuous girl that you know, who's like, okay, she's the sluttiest in the group.
100's
if
a lot.
If she's 35,
that's a lot of dicks.
If she's, I don't know, if she's been that way since she was 18. It's a lot of years. It's not that you guys are even going with the number of 3 dicks a year that Alex says seems normal. If this girl's a little more
that's
than that,
60 dicks over the course of a 20-year slut lifetime. That's not. That's still not 100.
That's what
you're saying. You get 40 years of being
my only,
a fucking
my
slut.
My only point of
and
this,
once you get to be like 50, guys don't really want their dick sucked
my
by
only,
you anymore.
My only point of this is that 100 is much more than you think. So I've thought before, like when I've heard people say their numbers of like how much pussy they've gotten, and I'll be like, that's somehow crazy numbers. And I was like, I think I might, maybe I'm over 100, but maybe not, because 100 is fucking a lot.
Oh, I'm definitely over 100. That's crazy.
I think I am too.
I think it was over 100 in my 20s.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you also were like out for it. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So I'm saying,
on the
like,
hunt.
You were
sometimes a, against their will.
You've got a problem.
By the way, I just realized this.
A prowler,
slutty,
some called me.
This
predator,
girl,
perhaps.
Sometimes I'd get 5 girls at a night. Joggers, hitchhikers,
lost tourists, the occasional twink man. Just to show who out of charge I was.
Yeah. Lewis is the girl we've been talking about this whole time.
Yeah, I
my point of this whole thing is only that like 100 doesn't sound. It sounds like if you're an adult, like, I've probably done like 100 things or whatever 100
all I'm
times
saying is
that you feel like you do relatively 20, often, but 100 is
20
oddly
years,
a lot.
20 years, it's 5 dicks a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's only a couple more than what Alex
5
said.
Dicks
that's
a
not
year.
They've
a,
never
but
been
that's
in a
sl-
relationship,
3
though.
Dicks a year, I think it's a slutty girl. Girls also aren't, most girls, we know sluts. I think our meter is off because we know so many sluts that just suck our dicks and our friends' dicks, and they're like, oh, yeah, I know, that girl sucked 8 of my friends' dicks.
That girl sucked 100 of my friends' dicks.
I don't know if I have a
she's
ton of
right
those.
There.
No, I know a few girls who've just sucked a lot of comedians' cocks, right? And that's fine, you know? But I'm saying the sluttiest of slutty girls, I don't know how many dicks are popping in their mouth. Also, how often is a girl sucking a dick without fucking a guy? Are they fucking more guys than sucking dicks? Alex, please chime in on this.
Oh,
you know
I think
the way,
sucking more dicks than fucking.
You
definitely.
Think, no, I think maybe not, dude. Some girls are really weird about putting dicks in their mouth.
We're not talking about those
girl.
Girls. We're talking about the pigs.
What?
I think it depends on the girl.
It probably depends on the girl. I mean, obviously, I think it depends on the girl.
Wait, would
but
you be... You'd be fast
I don't know
someone?
How many... At this point, as an adult, I don't know. I don't know many girls or women...
That I haven't
No, I don't know many women who would, while hooking up, and being older, you know what I'm saying? Not being a college kid at this point, because I think in college, you're like, oh, I'll suck your dick, you know, and that's that. Now, I think most women aren't going to just suck your dick. They'd rather just fuck you, right? As an adult, it's not like, oh, we're not going to go too far. I'm going to suck your dick. That's like substantially more intimate, and she gets nothing out of it.
I just think throughout a lifetime, they've sucked
adult
more
women,
dicks
I think women
fuck.
30 or over, are just gonna, they would much more quickly fuck than suck dick. Alex agrees.
I agree with that. And that's why I think the numbers are skewed in college, because I think there's just more blowjobs happening.
Mm.
In college, that's what, do you think those are the years that, yeah, I guess that's probably the years that would skew.
I very in often just sit back and get a blowjob.
I almost wouldn't do that. Because like I would be like,
you're gay?
I'm gay. No, I don't know. There's something about, it's happened like a couple times in my life, but I've really like,
you've only sat back and got a blowjob a couple times in your life?
And only got a blowjob.
Really?
Yeah.
Meaning you didn't have sex, or meaning nothing else happened?
Nothing else happened.
You didn't kiss her? That's crazy.
No, I'm saying
put
a blowjob.
A finger on her with nothing.
No, I'm saying just a blowjob to completion, and that's it. No, but it's just not my, again, you said for like insecurity stuff, so I'm like, if that's all that happened, I'd be like, oh, she's like going to be like, that guy sucks, just to suck a stupid pud, then left. You know what I mean? Like, I was always,
you mean, okay, so you're saying,
I think they would think of it as like a negative.
I know what
experience.
You're saying. You're saying like where it was a one-time hookup, she just sucked your dick, that was that.
Yeah.
Not like, like Christine will go down on you sometimes and fucking be like, lay back, big boy, and just fucking blow you, right?
That's far. You,
did
you
she
have
say
camera?
Lay
you,
back?
Do you have my Ring video doorbell?
Papa Bear want to give baby honey?
Ah, fuck. Was Christine talks to Jay like she's a trucker. Lay back, big boy.
Yeah. You ready for this? Pull out your nozzle. Salty. I like it.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Zippix. Zippix is an incredible product.
Yeah, I love Zippix.
Yeah, they're toothpicks, but they have nicotine in them. So you get a nice little nicotine buzz, and you just put a toothpick in your mouth. So if you're trying to quit smoking or quit vaping, or maybe you're going on a plane or something like that, or you're in a hotel room or something.
Or you're at work all day. You can't be at your desk smoking cigarettes or vaping all day. It's a great way to just sort of get that little fix.
So maybe you're on a plane or in a hotel, and you go, or at your job. Job! Yeah, yeah, job. Right. That's something
a lot more relatable, Dave.
Jeez, oh, yeah.
So maybe
people still doing jobs?
Maybe you're private jetting across the country to meet with political figures from all over the world.
Yeah, perhaps.
No,
you're just going to Davos to talk about climate change.
Maybe you're a cashier at Häagen-Dazs, and you might need a cigarette while you're at work. Well, guess what? Grab a Zippix toothpick. They really do work. They're very, very strong. I took one just to be funny with it, and I got a super strong nicotine buzz.
I bet you never referred to a toothpick as "I took one" before.
I took one, or strong toothpicks. They got no smell. They have no smell, no nasty cigarette butts that you got to chuck everywhere. You're not polluting, and they cost a ton less than cigarettes. So right now, just go to ZippixToothpicks.com, ZippixToothpicks.com, and use the promo code LOS10 to save 10% off your entire order today. Zippix Toothpicks, promo code LOS10 for 10% off. All right, where were we? I'm sure there's an answer. Look up what's the average amount of blowjobs a woman is given.
This is
what?
There's no. I don't think hyperbole? There's any science behind
this. You don't know the word. He says hyperbolate. It's hilarious.
Alex,
this is just what they say. On
yeah,
paper.
We have no
Alex.
Idea.
Question:
yeah.
Have you had in your lifetime just your pussy eaten and that's it?
Hell yeah.
In my lifetime, probably not. And if at all, maybe the first time it was ever done when I was in high school. Like, I can't remember if I did anything return the first time.
Well, you were freaked out. It was a teacher. I understand. It's understood. You were
But look at Byron's hair. The fuck is up with Byron's head?
What do you mean?
Have you seen his head?
It's pissing you off?
Yeah.
You said we had to figure out the do's and don'ts of dabs.
Oh, we do have to figure out. Tell Byron to come in here.
Well, I actually came out outside to Lewis giving like a lecture to his company about the do's and don'ts.
He's a breakfast sandwich. It was pretty boss.
Yeah.
Here, Byron.
You want me to go? He goes, yeah, tearing into the staff.
Byron. Byron always dressed in his pajamas every time he comes in.
I'm always running around.
Yeah. But that's not. Hold on. Come here for a minute.
Oh my God.
Be on a microphone.
Uh-oh, we're going to have to move the cameras.
Son of a bitch.
I love how they just chose the one wrong option, which was to do a super close-up on me, an extreme close-up. Wrong way.
He goes, man, those freckles are pronounced.
Pronounced.
I'm surprised you don't like that. You know, chicks pay a lot of money.
To have shit speckles on their face?
Yes. They tattoo their temporary tattoos of freckles on their face.
No, I know.
It's insane.
Oh, there we go. Oh, look at that. A third fucking... The fucking King Bobby Hutch comes in,
the future
in,
is now, everybody.
That's crazy, dude. Byron in the hot seat.
If anyone needs me, I'll be out in my flying car.
Legion of Skanks hot seat right here. Byron in the hot seat. Byron, we had a conversation earlier because Byron started working here, and he doesn't... We don't know what he does. He does a lot of, like, gopher stuff, you know? Like...
Put together furniture.
Oh...
Maybe we'll
my
turn that
God,
mic
we
on.
Figured out a camera, but we can't figure out the microphone.
What did you say? You put together furniture?
Yeah.
Put together furniture, chews on the table, a lot of gopher stuff.
Do you ever hire anyone normal? Have you ever?
Built a dam with his tail.
Gathered.
You hid from an owl in a hole. A lot of gopher things.
I don't know what it is. But I like Byron.
I like Byron a lot.
He's got a good energy.
He looks like half black Yahoo Sirius.
He's crazy. He's been fitting in quite nicely, if you ask me.
Yeah. Okay.
What is his job? He had a job like you take care of old people, right?
The old and the mentally feeble.
He is a very sweet guy. I like Byron, but he comes in and he has got a dab rig on his hip at all times. And anybody,
it's a good one.
They're an employee, they're a fucking, one of the producers, one of the hosts,
porn stars.
Doesn't matter. He will offer them dabs, and then everyone in our fucking network is dabbed out. No, I see the motivation. Do you remember that one video or that one commercial where it was like an anti-weed commercial where it was a girl melting into the couch?
Yes.
Do you remember this one? Please try to find this. This is the way our staff...
She's not melting into it. She was already melting into it.
Yeah, she is the couch and she's like a goop. And that's our entire
staff. Remember
they
said that handicapped girl? That's what happened to her.
Yes.
That's a story we had. She's melted into the couch.
Yeah. So this. So our entire staff are goops. Nobody fucking can get any work done. Everyone's super stoned. And I just said that Byron could no longer bring dabs in for the employees.
Come on.
I mean, you did declare this the dab era.
This is the dab era on Legion of Skanks, not at Gas Digital Studios.
So, you know, that's cool. I mean, I hear what he's saying, but, like, bring it.
No.
But you also said dab era rap, you know.
I want dabs. You can give me dabs. I'm the one who's allowed to have dabs, but nobody else at Gas Digital.
I am the one who dabs.
No, I could totally do it, dude.
No, all right, so here's the rule. You can give hosts of shows dabs that want. But don't have it out.
Okay, I don't want to do any dabs, but I want it known that I could do dabs if I wanted to do dabs.
Yes.
Anytime.
The hosts of shows can do dabs. The employees can know. If you're caught, if any employees are caught dabbing during the day.
Oof.
Say that 10 times fast.
You're going to get...
All right, we're going to go through a list of dab do's and dab don'ts. Okay, first time dab don'ts, dabbing during the day dabs.
First
gonna...
dab-a-do?
The first day dabs are do-don'ts dabs.
It'll be very daring if you dab during the day, and you'll get detention.
What if we're done with shows for the day?
If you're done with shows for the day, you can dab.
Oh, excellent question, Alex. That's a do-dab.
That's called a dust.
That's a classic do-dab right there.
Do-dab, do-dab.
That's a dust
do-dab. Do-dab commandment one.
Dab don't.
If I may, I just, like, I walked in a little late this morning, but the first thing you said when you saw me through the window was not hello. It was like, give me a dab.
Yeah, so, dude. I'm me.
He's the host.
Yeah. You don't understand.
You got yourself another do-dab.
Like, I'm getting mixed signals.
Byron, I love you. I think it's weird people out because of your Christ only knows questionable racial identity.
You're either what
you dress like you fuck old ladies at a beach.
I think you might be resort. What man looked like in the past or in the future, but not right now.
You're Cro-Magnon or a Pro-Magnon. I love him. I think he's a mascot. In fact, if we wanted to make a mascot, Byron will wear the costume.
Maybe. I think Byron has higher aspirations than that.
Yeah. Being a mascot?
Yeah, I think he wants to be the...
There is no higher.
No, it's not a mascot. It's a symbol.
I think he wants to be the dab king here at Gas. Yeah. I wish we could pay him.
I want to put him in a big mascot of a Legion of Skanks face, and I want him to do fucking dunks off trampolines.
Okay. Yeah. But Bert had his own mascot during your tour.
Yeah, he's a big shirtless Bert. It was great. It was so funny.
It looked funny.
To have a fucking Bert mascot going. Yeah, I mean, like, laughing. How many people took pictures of it and called it Bert? Yeah. Like, hey, Bert.
Very, very funny. So, Byron, that's
that sounded condescending.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Oh, how many LPMs was that? You're hitting maximum LPMs right there, man.
Byron, so that's that. Do you understand the rules?
No.
Not really.
They're not clear at all.
Well, if this isn't clear, ask another question. I will tell you if it's a do-dab or a dab-don't.
With Lisa Ann, I didn't even have it out, and Big J asked me to bring out the dab.
Okay, what's
outside,
that sandbag me?
I'm not. I'm not. I'd do anything for you. You can handle your shit. That's not any dig on you. And then she said,
can I have a dab?
Can handle it.
Can I have a dab?
I don't know.
Yes.
We don't understand the rules.
No. D-dab. No, I don't know. Everything you said is confusing. It's a trick. Do not give him a dab because that's the do-don't. Dab don't.
I think it matters if it's a day dab. Yeah. What time is it right now?
Day dab.
Daytime dabs?
No day dabs.
Day dabs for the employees, but day dabs. This is Lewis. All right, this isn't Lewis Gas Digital employee speaking right now. This is Lewis host speaking right now.
Oh, man.
Lewis host wants.
I'm going to need a spreadsheet.
So, Alex, if Alex comes in and wants a dab, she has to be Alex, host of Broad Topics. Really, Alex is a loophole where she can really think dabs.
Oh, yeah,
all
you
the
can dab
long,
whenever you want to.
All the live long day, Alex can be dabbing.
All the live long day.
And then
day.
Every now and then, Lewis comes by and goes, hey, is that producer Alex taking that dab? Or host Alex?
No. No, host Alex.
Byron, you said we all know that you're able to suck your own dick, and we were talking a little bit earlier about giving blowjobs. Have you ever had a cock not your own in your mouth before?
Yes.
You're disgusting.
Why?
You shared a dab with me, dude.
There's probably semen in that. Enough to fill a pool. Oh, you nasty. Make a big semen iceberg.
Dick dab?
You nasty cum eater. Ew. Did you drink? Oh, he didn't come in your mouth. Thank God. All right, fine.
Where did he come? It was a ladyboy.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well,
that's not how it works. All right. He's back in there. I do like this guy.
All right. He can come in your mouth.
Where? What? Was it overseas?
I'm sorry. Shame. A dead name.
Fucking Dave.
Was it overseas? I mean the situation.
No. No. She was in Atlantic City.
Where did that happen?
The States.
Where?
Confusion.
Like in California. Yeah,
yeah. It's a state of confusion.
Did you find out late in the game, or did you go in knowing?
I went in knowing.
She was hot.
Yeah.
He was like, wait a minute. Is this a dick?
And whose dick was bigger?
Mine.
Nice. Oh. That had to feel good. That's the only reason that's I won't gay. Fuck a trans.
If
they might have a bigger dick than me, and I'm going to be like, aw.
If it's a bigger dick than yours, it's gay. If it's a smaller dick than yours, it's
dominant.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that logic.
That's right. You're totally fine, dude. You're still straight, if you ask me.
You have smaller dick than a lady.
Do you understand the rules? The hosts
of the
shows.
How funny is the gay blind Mike's wearing gigantic sunglasses? Dude, I don't gay know blind why Mike... it makes me laugh so hard, but it really makes me laugh
a lot. Gay blind Mike told us earlier that he got stem cell treatment in his eyes, and we're like, you need to fucking see a new doctor. That is crazy.
What was it? What doctor did you go to? Dr. Jim? Oh, you shouldn't call him by his first name if he's doing surgery like that.
Doug, dude, he was at my the 4th of July barbecue. All right, get out of here, Byron. Go get the dab break.
It's a trick, Byron.
Is that the 4th of July party?
I don't really think anything was cleared up with that meeting.
We got it. No, we got it. No, right. The employees, no. The hosts, yes. No offering hosts and guests. If a host wants a dab...
because the employees, even, no.
Actually, it was confusing.
Tell me an employee who's not on air somewhere.
It's not the point. When they're not on air, they don't count. Like, Alex can't really get a dab right now.
She can, though.
She can't. Tomorrow. Now she can. She can't. No, there's no more taking dabs during the shows.
So your employees can smoke weed all day long if they work, but
not
they can't
not
dab.
Hyper crazy super weed. What? That's a pretty cool fucking deal. You get to smoke a little bit of weed at work. Nobody really gives a shit, but you can't fucking.
All right, Hitler. All right, Puerto Rican Hitler.
Yeah.
Jeez, man, crack the whip, why don't you?
Yeah.
They can only smoke weed. What a fucking...
Well, they can do acid and mushrooms, too, but they can't...
And a little bit of coke just to take the edge off.
I don't care if they do coke. I really don't. No more dabs. It's crazy.
Oh, whatever gets you working fast.
Coke is good?
Everyone walks around in a haze, dude.
Do coke and start mixing a podcast like it's fucking records?
Yeah. Just bounce
from... All right, I'm going to cut from a Lewis speech to an Aaron Burr rant.
Gay blind Mike, who's at my barbecue, and my son was
there. Was he, or did you just tell him he was?
My son was there as well, and we kept on calling him Gay Blind Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So my son's like, why do you guys call him Gay Blind Mike? And we're like, well, he's blind.
You just kiss him and find out.
And then my son got like, he was like, you shouldn't do that. That's like making fun of him. And I was like, nah, it's like a nickname. What are you talking about? And then he went around the whole party going out of his way to just call him Mike the whole time. Yeah. It was so sweet. He's like, hey, Mike, come on over here.
You want to catch Mike?
Uh-oh.
Go long.
It sounds like he's fucking dipping his toe out of the closet, buddy.
What do you mean?
Saying things like that. Don't call him gay. Don't pick on gay people.
We didn't actually call him Gay Blind Mike. We called him Blind Mike. But yeah, no, he didn't want to.
You
don't want to pick on people. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
I thought it was the gay thing particularly.
No, it was a blind thing.
Yeah. It's a good thing if you think your boy going woke is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, it's not going woke. He's just a sweet kid. He just want to hurt people's feelings.
What a pussy.
Yeah.
I think I speak for everyone listening when I say, wow, what a pussy you're raising.
No, he's nice.
That kid should have went over and wedgied Gay Blind Mike and make do something. My dad's the rattlesnake.
He's like, you're walking through a forest. Boom, you hit a tree, faggot. Now give me a fucking beer.
What'd the one squirrel say to the other squirrel? Oh, nuts. Clap. Oh.
What's the capital of Thailand? Bangkok. Boom.
Yo, Pop, this kid is blind. He's gay too. You should call him Gay Blind Mike.
Dude, asshole James.
Piece of shit, James.
Dude,
so
asshole
funny.
James rules. Dude, it's James 2 now that he's 10. James 2, dude, James, we've never talked about this. James 2 is growing up now, and his personality is he's a straight up bully. He's not a nice kid because of all the things we've done with him. It's like Westworld, dude. All the fucked up shit we did to him, and he remembers.
Oh, I've never given up on a show more than I've given up on Westworld.
Sorry, guys. I just started watching Westworld. Like, you shoehorn it in every conversation.
You're still watching it?
On
new season?
Episode 3 of season 1. And I keep on falling asleep,
buddy.
To episode 3.
Season 2, 2 episodes in, I was like, this sucks.
Really?
First half season was good, but then it's
all right, dude, chill.
Nothing.
Chill.
They're all robots.
We know that.
Spoiler alert. robot prostitutes.
This is the
with
one,
very real
the
pussies.
Japanese show or whatever.
No.
I'm thinking of something else.
You got Squid Games?
Yeah, that's what I was
Squid
thinking.
Squid Games.
Of,
so.
Korean Dave. President.
You racist fuck.
I'm not going to be president of Korea.
They're all Korea. I declare all Asian countries are now Korea.
You guys are all Korea now.
You got something to say, Europe? Think you won't be Korea too.
Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch.
Can we pull up that video that I told you to pull up, Bobby? Of the homeless guy trying to rape this woman in New York City and a person just videotaping it, which is hilarious.
Jesus.
That looks consensual.
Help me.
He's trying to fuck me. It's a naked homeless person. I never found them dangerous. When I see naked homeless people, I always think they're kind of funny. Like, they're not being sexual. I feel
Who's
like
just
being
filming it?
Some fucking...
His friend.
He goes, I think you get a good angle from up in that fire escape right there. I go. Action.
It's the Nelk Boys.
Where was this, Bobby? Or Alex?
It looks like Harlem.
Why?
Listen.
It just says New
Asian
York City. It doesn't say exactly where it is.
Is the girl Asian?
No, she sounds Spanish. It sounds
she
like
sounds
a Spanish.
Spanish, yeah.
Spanish lady and a crazy black guy. No, you gotta keep on watching it. It's not over. You know it rules. Guys.
I've been out of the rape game for
it
a while.
It gets better.
That looks like bad technique. What's going on?
He's just
like
crazy.
Call me old school.
I would use that as a defense that he's not trying to rape her because it's such bad technique.
It's so bad.
Come on, how would he possibly rape her like that?
You gotta know the basics.
Yo, he rubbing his weenus on my jeans.
He trying to fuck me. Yeah. That's what she kept saying, right? Help
me. Watch, it's the best. Look, she gets away.
Yo, oh. Get back here, bitch. No. I'm gonna rape you.
Oh, man.
Chase her?
They should have flown 7 more planes into the city.
He really cannot run.
She's getting tired, too.
Look at this person laughing.
I know.
That was
Help
funny.
Her.
No, Jesus
that,
Christ.
That was silly.
He goes, crazy
I'm
ass
glad
New
it
York.
Ended. I'm glad it all ended funny.
Only in New York.
Bobby, yeah. Can you put that to the
I
Benny Hill music,
to
please?
Be a part of it. He did scurry, yeah. That was
He's
great.
Come after. He wanted that ass.
Yeah, you want a dab?
No.
You
no.
don't want a dab.
I'm dabbed.
It is funny in New York when people scream for help, though. It's just like,
yeah.
Someone better go help that person.
I have a joke about it in my act. You don't know where it is. It could be anywhere. You're like, what are you doing? I've never once called 911
no,
for a person screaming for help.
But if you're filming
I assume somebody out there is going to call 911. I hope. And I feel like everyone has that same thought.
And then you just go to that Citizens app and be like, oh, someone's getting raped down the block.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Someone goes to Citizens app and does.
Yeah.
There's a rape happening
right
now.
That's a rape happening right now.
Right now.
I'm not mixing up with that.
Donald Rawlings gets crazy when he drinks.
There you go. Oh, it really does class up anything, doesn't it?
And he's whipping her?
That's the scariest moment of her life, and look at us.
Somebody stop that rape victim!
Well, I'll tell you what, dude, that chick was out when she
Wait,
went out.
Wait, she has my pussy!
Yeah. Get back here! Get back
Wait,
my pussy!
I brought toilet paper! Why is he carrying a toilet paper?
I think that's his shirt, is it?
I thought it was
I think
a
he
shirt.
Pulled off his shirt. He was running, though, as if she ran away with something. Like,
ma'am!
I bet she sucked 100 dicks in her life.
No.
He smelled it on her. He was like, oh, you want dick.
Mm-hmm. No, if she sucked 100 dicks, she would have sucked them one more to get
yeah,
the fuck out
to get
of that
away.
Situation.
I would've, you know what? It would be easier just to not fight. That's what
you
I feel.
You know what? Also, right? It's just the smell of a homeless guy would ruin your day. The fact that he's rubbing against you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be upsetting.
And then he's black?
She goes, a homeless guy tried to rape me. Oh, my God, did he touch you? Ugh.
You think when she's talking about it, she goes, still like, this little dick motherfucker tried to grab. Like, aw.
I saw a homeless guy once completely naked. Completely naked in the street. Mm-hmm. Just being a fucking crazy person. I don't know, what is it that makes them take their clothes off?
You giving him $15? Hey, sir.
Welcome to
peel down for me.
Welcome to Homeless Hijinks with Louis J. Gomez. We're going to give this homeless guy $15 to strip naked. Yeah.
Hey, bum, how much to show your dong on my fucking blog?
I'm going to bring back bum fights, dude. Yeah. Homeless Hijinks. Hey, welcome to Homeless Hijinks with Louis J. Gomez.
Like, no.
Let's do that. Let's have bum fights on stage at the Stand every Monday, a new bum fight. They're really going to need that curtain up.
Louis, well, you didn't actually rape her, so I'm giving you 20.
Chris Italia's going to be like,
hey, you guys, well, there's bum fights upstairs. Downstairs, we got Frantic.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Louis.
All right, real quick, let's thank BlackBuffalo.com for supporting today's show. If you guys like to chew tobacco, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a great alternative to normal chewing tobacco, okay? This is tobacco-less chew. With pharmaceutical grade nicotine without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. So you're not getting all that nasty tobacco leaf or stem and all the nasty stuff that comes with it. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you dip or chew tobacco, you got to get this. They have pouches and long cut. They have a ton of different flavors, and it's made with edible green leaves and food grade ingredients with the same flavors, texture, aroma, pack, and nicotine as your traditional tobacco product. So there's no compromise required.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have to compromise, and you're not getting the tobacco. You get the nicotine. They produce a variety of flavors like wintergreen, mint, straight, peach, and even blood orange if you're feeling spicy.
They sell their products at blackbuffalo.com, and they even have nicotine-free options called Zero. They also have a subscription service. It really is a great, great company. Go support them. They support all things Gas Digital and all things Legion of Skanks, so you should be supporting them. Right now, go to blackbuffalo.com, BlackBuffalo.com, and when you check out, use the promo code Skanks for 25% off your first order. Ooh. Once again, that's blackbuffalo.com, and use that promo code Skanks for 25% off your entire order. Warning, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. All right, where were we?
I remember in New York one time, there was someone screaming from like an alleyway. She was like, rape, rape. And then like a big crowd like gathered up, and then there was just like some guy going, no, it's not. No, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Dude, bum fights was one of those things where I thought it was so awesome until just one person has to go like, that's so fucked up what they're doing. That is really fucked up.
Yeah, you don't see because it's just funny at first. You're like, this is hilarious. Yeah. Dude, he tied up the homeless person like a crocodile while he did an Australian accent. It's brilliant. High-level comedy. And then another person's like, that's like a crime against humanity.
Yeah.
Like,
he goes, oh, that guy is so down on his luck, and his life is so fucking shitty, and he's willing to just do a nunchuck fight with another guy for $10, you know.
Well, that was felony fights. You remember felony fights?
I was like, ah, yeah.
Well, felony fights that was a little were more a like, little different because those were like...
That's like Fight Club type shit.
Yeah, those were like dudes who were criminals who wanted to fight.
But they didn't. They did nunchuck fights. That's the reference he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because they never did that on bum fights.
I got all of them, dude. They were always in the bin at Best Buy for $10. I got all of them. Ghetto brawls? Ooh, that was like four volumes of that.
Now it's just like Twitter pages. You don't even need to buy any of
You would
shit.
Never buy anything like that ever. It's crazy. It's no need. And they're daily. Yeah, but I remember like specifically like the Ghetto Brawls DVDs. Like the guy.
I remember things like that. Like when I was like 20, it would be like, oh yeah, now that's our night tonight now. Let's get some beers.
Well, because back in the day, you'd have to have a shoulder camera to capture it. How do you ever capture a fight?
Dude, look how big those nunchucks are.
It's fucking nuts, dude.
Is that how you're supposed to fight with them?
Nope.
This is me and Dave when we first started Legion of Skanks. Fuck you, dude. You're late.
It's insane.
Oh, the guy got it to the face.
Dude, the first 20 episodes of Legion of Skanks ended every time like this.
I mean, he cracked himself in the face.
You're a bad friend. Ah! Right, we're going to edit that out. We edited out all of our fucking felony fights.
Dave still has his nunchucks.
Oh, no. Son of a bitch.
Come on, you pussy, drop your nunchucks.
You kike fuck. Ow. You gotta use a weapon, pussy. Just like you. Is that your Moses staff? Oh, ow. My dad died. Yours just didn't love you. Oh, ow. Put it down, pussy. Time out.
He's got two.
He picked up a second stick. This guy's pacing around like, no more weapons on the ground.
He goes, thank Lewis, thank.
Well, he needs to come. First of all, me needs to fucking close the distance a little bit. He's at nunchuck range.
You do not want to fight at range.
Dude, look, Oh, he threw the other nooks.
Oh, that's a smart move.
That was a really smart move.
That's good. That's good strategy.
Oh, wow, dude.
You son of a bitch.
You motherfucker. He cheated. Timeout.
I mean, he's fighting with two sharp, broken sticks.
Dude, this is. Let me tell you what happened. Pause this for a second, because this is great. My sister, one time my mom was beating me. All right, so
every childhood story starts that way.
Broken nunchucks?
No. So my mom.
She was real smart. She threw my nunchucks.
She would grab whatever she could grab, right? Mm-hmm. So she would grab
and
like,
hide the rest.
But she would grab like belts. My sister was fucked up. Is like when she would be hitting me, my sister would run and grab. When she would start getting worked up, my sister would run and grab her weapons, and she would grab her like heavier, sharper things. Just like she had like a spiked belt with like it was like a studded belt with
I'm
like
wearing one currently.
Yeah, like a big J. Style belt that she
your
would,
mom was red.
She had a chain wallet. She would beat me with a Jenko.
She
jeans.
Put her fingerless glove over my head. Beat me with a chain wallet,
dude. She fucking no. But one of the things she did was she would beat me with a broomstick. Very often she would beat me with a broomstick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was beating me with, and but we were also poor, so we wouldn't have a good broomstick. It wasn't a solid wooden broomstick. It'd be one of those shitty tube hollow, you know, hollow metal.
You'd rather get hit with one of those.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You'd rather get except this one time, right? So my mom grabs the broomstick, right? And my sister's sitting here on the couch. My mom's above me. She's beating me with this broomstick. This thing is a little flimsy horseshit.
But you have to act like
it
hurts.
One of them hollow plastic ones.
Well, no, it's metal. It's made of like shitty thin like aluminum.
Tin, yeah.
Yeah. So she's hitting.
But you want to act like it hurts, so she
yeah,
gets
so you're
her.
Like, ooh,
she gets
you're...
her nut off.
Yeah, she gets her nut off, right? So I'm. But what she does is
my name's Toby.
She hits me with it, and it snaps in half. But it bends like that, right?
It was a Roots reference.
I know. I got it.
Good
so
Kente.
So yeah. I grab the you know the end of the thing, and I pull it off because I don't want her to. She's gonna have two weapons then, and I'm like, all right, at least I get one of them away. Very similar to it's reminding me of this. So now she has the half a tube, right, with the metal part exposed at the end because ooh. It's broken off, right? So she's beating me with it, right? I grab it from my mother, and I pull it, and it stabs my sister in her face.
Nice.
And it peels back her cheek.
Cool.
Is there a current scar from this?
Yeah, she got a scar there. It's like really faded at this point. But my sister, who was already insecure and like, you know, she's 14 at this point, super insecure, doesn't have a lot of friends, very, very shy. Now she
I
fucking...
I'd like to call you Scarface, bitch. Thanks for trying to save me. No good deed, right? Anyway, sis, fart in the face. I'm going to go play video games.
Now you got a story to tell everybody at school.
That was a very small tin. Broomstick didn't hurt at all. I bet it hurts getting stabbed with it, though. Hey, Mom, you're using it wrong.
Dude, that's so fucked up, dude. So, yeah, it fucked
up. So fucked up.
Yeah.
She had to go to the hospital?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I had a fucking stitches. Dude, she wore like a fucking thing over her face, like the Phantom of the Opera.
Bring up a bum fight, Bobby. See if that stirs up anything in Lewis.
Oh, my papa.
He goes, my dad fucking made me suck his dick the night he left.
You can go back to that fight.
Yeah, who wins? You guys want to take bets right now?
I mean, the heavy favorite has to be the guy with
damn,
the
damn, dude,
weapon.
Look at that shit on his back.
I still believe in Luis J. Gomez. Look at fucking Nazi Dave.
I'm rooting
that's,
for
by the way,
Luis
that's
J.
how
Gomez.
Dave's enemies see him.
I'm rooting for Luis.
I mean, that thing's just a shank at this point. I mean, Jesus Christ, can we get it out of his hand?
Yeah, that really is just
I mean, dude, enough. It's a fucking shank, dude. Get it out of his hand.
Can we get volume? What are they saying to each other?
All right, he threw that shank away.
Oh, now it's just awesome music.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, you fucking ready, We're going to have two felonies. Fight each other.
There's just these really annoying shots. You go, fucked. Oh, dude, that hurts.
Oh, you clumsy dick.
That's not where you want to be.
Ow, I tripped. Let me up.
He stabbed him with it. He tried to.
No way. Oh, he kicked. Oh.
Right, well, now the weapons are done.
Oh.
Triangle choke.
Oh,
the triangle's right
I'll
there.
I'll tell you
Lewis.
What, this guy on the bottom, and you know he's not in a terrible spot, technically, but the guy on top is full of fury now.
He's in prickers. It sucks. Oh, he helps him up?
He needs hey, I respect you as a man.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, they're going to go back at it again, or that's that?
What? You know what, dude?
The prickers ended the fight.
That's
Lewis. Ah.
Hell yeah, dude. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
Who won? I would call this guy the winner simply because...
All right, I got to be honest. I was the one who was late.
The fans, Jay. The fans won.
Yeah, we all won, I guess, as a society. Won.
Let's watch another felony fight, please.
They were pretty good, huh?
I didn't realize how much I enjoyed about watching felony fights. They've ruled, dude. That's fucking wild.
The girl ones are nuts.
Do they all just have different weapons, everyone?
No, sometimes it's just... No, sometimes it's two-on-two. Sometimes it's one-on-one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
The felony fights ruled. I'm just realizing how much... Because I'll tell you why.
Let's bring it back. People if you're just getting out of jail, we'll give you $100.
People were not taking advantage of them. They were like, oh, we're going to go fucking test ourselves. It was two fucking tough guys that wanted to get in there and fucking mix it up. You know, April 8th, Las Vegas, Nevada, Ellis Mania 20. Yeah. Let's go.
Felony fights.
Felony fights.
As part of a felony fights pay-per-view.
Jason Ellis does look like a fucking felony fight felon.
He does look like a felony fighter.
Yeah. Felony fighter. Dude, you look like a felony fighter, and I mean this in the best way possible.
Yeah, he goes, take this as a compliment, because it is. You look like a felony fighter. Excuse me. Felony, no, it's a...
Excuse me, Mike. What was that, mate?
Nunchuck fight. Excuse me? Kangaroo, Outback Steakhouse? Foster's?
You call those nunchucks? No. These are nunchucks.
Calm down, nunchucks.
Yeah, pull up another felony fight. Actually, let's do plugs, and then we'll pull up another felony fight. How about that?
How about that? Column?
Remember when I did that? That was like a thing that I did for a while.
Have you stopped?
Did you ever
and
stop
then you
doing
guys,
that?
Then you guys started saying blop blop, then I turned into blop blop for a minute, then it all just sort of faded.
Was that what the blop blop was?
Did blop blop, blop start?
Blop,
when,
blop.
When was that? At the Dabs era?
I don't know, way before the
Dabs era.
That was right when I started, so it was 5 years ago.
It's been five years since Lewis did blop blop?
No way. That's false.
He's been blopping. Yeah, he's been blopping this whole time.
No, I haven't been. I haven't done that in a long time, dude.
No way.
I have a lot of things that I've done. Can you pull up all the things in my life that I've done?
A compilation of Lewis things.
Shit things.
Fidget spinning. There was a,
shit things.
Fidget spinning. There was the...
Penny boarding.
The beginning of doggy.
What about that?
Doggy, penny boarding.
Me deciding. I think he said on the show, I'm calling people doggy now.
Yeah, maybe.
Like he just made a decision.
I do make a decision sometimes to just do things.
Sure.
Yeah. God, you're so cool.
But people now call their friends doggy all the time. Now they're like...
Oh.
Yeah,
a lot of messages I get people going like doggy, that thing you said, saying somebody said on the bonfire.
Yeah.
Still, so, doggy.
No, dude, even, you really moved the needle with that one.
I know.
Lewis affected the culture.
Rob May, you started calling everybody doggy.
Yeah,
killed himself a few months later.
Just a few months later, took his own life. Son of a bitch took his own goddamn life.
I haven't seen Rob in a long time.
He's in Canada.
He's stuck in Canada.
Oh, that's that makes sense.
He's stuck there.
All right, plugs.
Oh, I'm on the road. You can get tickets to see me live at columnturrell.com. I'm coming up in Side Splitters in Tampa, July 17th. Please get some tickets to see me there. It's going to be a great show. And you can check out my podcast, the Colm Turrell Podcast, available everywhere. Check out my YouTube channel. Just Google Colm Turrell. All my shit comes up. But if you're in Tampa, July 17th, please come out. Thank you.
Davey?
What do I got this weekend? Next week, Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, Nevada. Also doing stand-up shows out there. Tickets are up for that, as well as Orlando at Young Americans for Liberty, which is in August. I got a few more dates that the ticket links will be up live this week. Everything at comicdavesmith.com. Part of the problem, Yo MMA Rap, all on the Gas Digital Network, the network of kings.
I'll go.
Sure.
I will be, for the first time ever, Kansas City, Missouri, two weeks from now, July 14th or 16th. Come check that out. And then me and Aaron Berg are back on the Offend Everyone tour. Shout out to everyone that came out in Austin this past weekend. Great shows at the Creek in the Cave. But in July, we'll be in Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, August, Palm Beach, Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. September, Albany's coming up, Tampa's coming up, Plano, Texas, Philadelphia, and many, many more. We're going to be doing this tour all throughout the end of the year, all throughout... right up to Skankfest as well, obviously happening October 14th or 16th. If you guys want to grab tickets for all these shows and more, always adding more dates, different cities being added constantly, go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets right now, lewisofskanks.com. Come out and fucking support this tour. It's been so much fun so far. It's very, very dirty. You guys will love these shows. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to all the shows on the network, the complete on-demand library, ad-free and uncensored.
And yeah, get locked in at the cheapest rate possible for the subscription. Save $1.50 a month on it. $8 a month for the entire on-demand library. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. Pre-release on all episodes, ad-free episodes, racist live chat access.
I like the I like the tagline of this of the tour. It's very, very dirty.
It's very, very dirty.
It's very, very dirty. Everybody, if you're listening to this live, I'm tonight and tomorrow. Albany Funny Bone, Justin Silver, Young Dylan from Gas Digital are going to be joining me there. After that, I'll be at Bricktown Comedy Club, Oklahoma. Come check my first time there. So let's fill that the fuck up. After that, I'll be spending 10 days in Montreal, Canada for the festival hosting the Nasty Show. I think we're doing a couple of the worst up there. I'll be doing a bunch of stuff. But come check out fucking that. My first year hosting it ever. So
what dates are you in Montreal?
Pretty amazing. Let's see. Looks like the 20th through
The 19th year around?
The 19th I'm around.
Yes.
I think.
Because I think we're doing the Adam Carolla show.
On the 19th?
Without Dave.
Oh. Well, Dave's got to work his way up to that. Adam Carolla is one of the biggest podcasts in the world, Dave.
Yeah, Adam Carolla. So Adam Carolla is going to come and do Legion of Skanks, and then he said, after you do Legion of Skanks, would you and Big J be interested in doing the Adam Carolla show? And I said, yes, we would. And I'm just saying, I'm happy that Adam Carolla recognizes that me and Big J are probably two of the funniest comics working in the world, and he doesn't want shit to do with you, Dave.
It's a great opportunity for you guys. I'm very happy for you.
He said if it wasn't happening right here, that he would fly us to wherever he was.
Yeah, dude. He said he'd fly us. He would also let us finger his assistant. He said that.
That's incredible. He said we could throw axes.
I don't get that.
Oh, dude, yeah, dude.
I don't get the animosity here. My two best friends are going to be on the second biggest podcast in the world.
No, dude. First of all, the biggest. You don't know these numbers. You know nothing about the numbers.
Elk hunted with him.
Dude, he let me use. He has a pool table, but it's like one of those. It's like a life size pool table, like a giant one. You know how they have like huge Jenga. Mm-hmm. It's a huge pool table. We all got to push balls around.
Yeah,
so cool, dude.
Human pool. Then he froze me. Then he sauna'd me.
Yeah, dude. He gave me stem cells.
He gave me stem cells.
He's got his own stem cell scientist.
He let me try everything.
Adam Carolla,
dude.
Seems like a cool guy. We walked out. We left his American Werewolf in London Werewolf unfucked.
No, dude. I would never disrespect Carolla.
Out of
and his werewolf.
Respect.
Anyway, yeah, that's pretty cool, dude. That's just something that we're doing.
Yeah, that's on the 19th. Up to Montreal there.
Not a big deal.
Cincinnati Funny Bone. After that, I'll be Helium Comedy Club, Buffalo, Omaha. I'm all over the fucking place.
Omaha,
Goobies, West Palm Beach, Florida, Columbus, BigJComedy.com for all those dates. The Bonfire, 5 days a week. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Me and Dan Soder, the Bonfire merch now available at thebonfiremerch.com. And always go buy our fucking podcast merch stuff.
Hell yeah.
We have the coolest.
New management coming to podcast merch. Very excited to announce very soon.
Hell
some
yeah.
New shit. Shit's changing in a very, very good way.
It's now BrendanSagalowMerch.com. Hard and heavy. I can't believe Harrington shaved his beard. What happened? Did you get crabs?
He lost a bet at Believe You Me, on one of the fights.
Really?
Yeah. But what's funny is Anthony Smith who bet him. Anthony Smith was
Which
so
fight
sure
was it?
It was the Volkanovski fight,
Max
right?
Holloway.
He bet on Max Holloway. And
really?
Yeah, Anthony Smith was so sure that he was going to win that he was going to get a tattoo. It was a tattoo versus a beard shaving, which can be grown back in a week. So that's how fucking sure he was that Harrington's a dumbass.
Mm. Yeah, that's really.
No, he looked like a dumbass.
I mean, I did think it was going
to
be...
that guy right there look like a dumbass to you?
Did you think it was going to be closer?
I thought it was going
to
be a closer fight than it was.
I mean, it was Volkanovski a one-sided ass.
I was very surprised with
how one-sided it was. I bet on Volkanovski. I was assuming he was going to win, but we're going to talk about this on the next Yo MMA Rap, guys.
Oh.
Don't miss
also
it.
Also, the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
We'll be talking also about the Max
also
Holloway
be
fight.
Talking about the Holloway fight. Ralph goes, I don't know about sporty sports.
All right, guys, let's take a second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is, of course, Yo Kratom. Marquee sponsors at Skankfest, sponsors of Yo MMA Rap, Real Ass Podcast, part of the problem.
They really support us in everything we do. And if you use Kratom, you just have to get it. There's no reason not to. It's quality stuff. It's cheaper than you're going to find it anywhere else. $60 for a kilo, and it's delivered right to your door. YoKratom.com. It's a no-brainer.
I love them, dude. They really support everything we do, and that's why I do love them. And they really do help people, by the way. If you guys know what Kratom does, it can be a great alternative to some of the things you guys are using out there to relieve pain. There's a lot of people that use it to get themselves from being addicted
I know many such stories.
Yeah, what do they call it?
Opioids?
I know a lot of people that have used it to kick their opioid habit.
Please keep that in. Don't edit it at all. No, just expose to everyone who Lewis tries
my
to edit.
My opioid habit kickers out there. If you guys try to kick that opioid habit, guess what? YoKratom.com is where you go. Pharmaceutical grade opiates. I don't know what it is. I don't really know what it is, but I think it's from a leaf or a fucking root.
That's correct.
All right?
I think.
One of those things, and it does help. Do your research. Don't just get into it if you're not into it already, but get it from YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? Do we have... what happened, by the
way? Yeah, so I have either... I'll let you guys choose. We have either one guy versus a girl, but the girl gets a kendo stick.
Ooh.
Or we nice. Have four guys.
She's about to get that stick broken over her head.
I'm pretty interested in that one.
Or we get four guys fighting all together at once.
Let's do the guy.
We might do both of these, dude.
Let's do the guy versus the girl, dude.
It rules. Dude, this sounds like something I would set up with Shannon. I was like, all right, Shannon, give Shannon a kendo stick.
You take what the girl.
Wasn't your thing like you would do amateur park fights when we wrote that script? That was like the thing you did for fun.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
I think we call it like Lewis was into bum fighting.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. Yes, yeah. I would bum fight.
Lewis bum fighted.
Bum fought.
Bum fight.
Bum fought.
Fought. Fought.
Are you ready? You ready, homegirl? Ready to handle that shit? Get it.
Bitch, I was born ready.
Oh, and it's over.
Well, now a guy has a kendo stick. Uh-oh.
Come on, maybe not.
She's holding on to it with her dear life.
Oh.
Go.
Oh, you fell, you pussy.
He didn't get it on the first try?
How'd he get it from her, you moron?
She's much bigger than him.
Dude,
get it from her.
She's losing that stick, though.
Oh, what's my God, name? Dude. This guy's a dweeb. What, do you have a fucking misdemeanor charge? How is he? It's not a felony fight. It's a misdemeanor fighter.
There you go.
I'm now rooting for the girl, dude. Pause it. This started off like in Rocky, how like, I was rooting for the guy at first, and she turned me in the middle of the fight, and now I'm rooting for her.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And if you could change.
Yeah.
They could change.
Go ahead.
Everybody could change.
There we go. You handle that shit,
homegirl. Banger.
She is eating shots and not moving.
He's a pussy, dude. Dude, he's a pussy. This
you're right.
A
she's a much
bitch,
tougher
dude.
Chick than he is a dude.
Yeah. And she's got a kendo stick.
Yeah, this guy had a marijuana charge.
Let go of the stick, Shereen. No, there we go. I'm at Shereen.
Kick her in the fucking leg.
He is fucked.
Oh, dude.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
He's
call
more
it Babe Ruth.
He's more tired than her, and he's more
close the distance.
Her.
He's smarter to close the distance. At least the other guy wouldn't know how to do that.
Shereen, hit him. Hit him with your fist.
Yeah,
Shereen.
The body shot.
Hit
body
him
shot.
With your fist,
I'm rooting for the guy again. I'm back and forth, dude.
She's in the air. Is that all you got,
Shereen,
bitch?
Shereen, hit him.
She seems so unaffected by this.
She's
and he is breathing so
I can't
heavy.
Believe this fight has gone on this long, and she's doing really well.
I don't. In the womb.
This is actually my parents.
She goes to him.
I think she doesn't need the stick.
She quit.
He lost.
She quit.
I think so.
What do you mean?
He lost.
Oh, no. Is
he punched
another round?
Her once in the stomach and she gave up.
No, go
oh,
back.
It's another round.
Go back. Oh, there's round two?
Yeah, there's a round
two. Fucking punch her in her pussy. Punch forever, dog.
Do you want me to jump ahead?
Yeah.
Punch her in the pussy.
I love this guy, dude. I want these guys to all be my production staff on Real Ass Podcast.
I gotta say.
Grabbing. You know what I mean? We're not having sex here. All right?
Oh.
Now you guys, time to fight. That was a little, S&M jumping off. But we're ready to fight, right?
I'm ready to fight.
This is a tough. This is a tough bro.
Oh, you bitch! You fucking bitch!
Everyone hurts.
Punch, Shereen.
If she literally would just hit,
doggy, just
she's gonna
fucking.
Win.
No, she can't punch. She's a woman, dude. women don't know how to punch. Look at her, dumb kick.
Jesus.
What is that, a fucking ballet?
So
oh, prickers! Prickers!
Ah! Oh, wait, time!
Ref! Break it up!
Oh, it's in my bra. Oh,
he got the stick.
Oh, he got the stick. Oh, he gets the. Oh, look, he has to have it.
Now we're just watching a guy.
He gets to have it if he got it. Yes.
Oh,
that
no.
A guy fighting with a weapon.
Hit her with it.
Oh, no. He's going to be taking man swings. Yes.
Get a run to Diddy.
Oh, my God. He stinks. Oh, my God. They got the worst.
He came up
the stick. He came up the stick. What else? She's using the blunt end of it.
Oh.
Oh, dude, look.
He's the worst fighter I've ever seen.
Oh, she's choking
him. She's choking him.
She got her fucking roadhouse's throat out.
Dude, this girl is hot.
She's talking shit. She's talking shit.
Oh, she's a fucking monster, dude.
She tried to buff. Oh, we're about to see some
titties. Titties.
We're about to see some titties.
Titties.
Come on, dude. Get your shit. Stand up, dude.
I can't believe how bad this guy is at fighting.
Wow. Dude, you couldn't beat a chick with a weapon.
That's dude, I would
have. Is there a round? There is a round three.
I want to fight this girl so badly with a kendo stick. This is called a kendo stick.
Well, back up. Hang on. He's had it.
Oh, prickers.
Ow!
Prickers! Ow! Eat the prickers, bitch!
Ow!
Oh, look at that. Oh, it's over, dude. Big kick to the face. Beautiful, dude. She's covering up. I mean, honestly, she's not intelligently defending herself. She's just in a ball. Big John, where you at? Late stoppage.
We're going to let this play out for a little bit, Lewis.
He goes, she might turn it around still.
She's covered in prickers, being punched in the side of the head.
Crying. She's allergic to prickers, we just found out.
All right.
Oh!
Oh, somebody threw her a stick.
Did this thing like wrestling?
Where'd the stick go from?
Oh, it ain't over yet.
It was like Roger
She's biting him.
No! This is the greatest fight I've ever seen.
Oh, Jesus effing Christ.
You fucking whore. Stop biting me.
Get off me, bitch.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's like, oh, no, she's hitting him with a stick. Oh, my God. She's a fucking savage, dude.
Wow.
Dude, I would date her. I would date her, dude.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
She does rule.
Dude, she rules.
This guy is really... He can't kill her.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, dude.
He might be angry now.
He's got no quit, dude. I'll give this thing... I would have quit. She's sort of biting me, dude. I would have tapped like a bitch. There's no way, dude.
No way you'd pull out of it.
I'm like, get the fuck off me. Oh, dude, look at this. All right, dude. Back position, dude.
And now with the anger of having a piece of your flesh bitten off your body.
You fucking zombie whore.
He doesn't...
Oh, is she biting him again?
No! Dude, stop biting me. To stop biting me, bitch.
Oh, no way. She is.
You need to stop fucking biting me. I bite her. I bite the back of her neck. I bite her back right now.
You admit that you just got your ass whooped by a girl.
Yeah, and I don't care.
Shit, my hand.
No.
Oh, he quit.
He quit. Wow. Titties.
She's a tough run.
She have farted on him.
Damn, dude.
Oh, man.
Dude, she's got a fucking Nazi thing. Is that a Nazi thing on her neck?
Yeah, it is.
It can be, sure.
She's like, not my tattoo of it, but that one is.
She's got a lot of them on her belt, too. But it's also like a motorcycle thing.
No, I feel like that's a Nazi.
I think it's a... Is that a Nazi thing?
Yeah.
I think it can be. Maybe. But I don't think it always... I mean, there's like it's like on Metallica guitars and shit.
Dude, Jay, how quickly do you think you'd be in her? She's tough, dude. I'll give her that, dude. I would have fucked her.
In fucking 30 seconds.
You think you would have gotten the stick and then started beating her with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have tackled her with that stick and put the stick across her throat and made her call me daddy or something.
I would have fucking...
The fact that he got the stick...
That's crazy.
And then still lost the fight to her.
That guy is a disgrace in every possible... He's a disgrace to felons. People will be like, that guy, I think he just spent the night in a drunk tank once.
That's the most fun thing.
That's so funny.
It's like a guy who can't beat up the girl because we're still rooting for the guy to beat up the girl without the guilt.
No, yeah, I was. Well, I mean, it was an emotional.
I mean,
she eventually
took kicks and shit to the head,
dude,
and still kept going.
Cardio on that bitch.
The fact that he couldn't knock her out in all of those tries.
Listen, bitch had a chin on her.
That
no
is a girl. You know what that is? That's a girl that's been beat up by boyfriends plenty of times in her life, and beat up by tougher guys.
I've been beat up by better men than you.
Yeah, that's really what it is because she's like, all right, that's not like I've.
She probably asked that guy on a date afterwards.
Because I think most women,
finally a relationship I could win.
You would deal that with that like just. I think they'd start freaking out that they're being punched in the face or kicked in the head, even though it's not like knockout blows. She's like, you're going to have to put me down to put me down. She wasn't giving up because she's like a little bit nervous. Her nose was busted up. She was bleeding. He was hitting her a lot, dude. That was like Max Holloway volume. Like, yeah. The amount of shots, if you count the amount of shots in that fight, it has to be wild. Somebody, a fan, if anybody can give us we'll post it on the show. The CompuStrikes on that fight.
If you can make a ding noise every time one connects.
No, not even that. Don't edit something together. I'm saying give us the CompuStrike stats.
We want to look at the stats.
How many strikes?
But like
how many,
a big introduction. Shot. A lot of good graphics.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't have to. Don't have
wink,
to
wink,
edit.
Dude. Saying it without saying it.
Can we find her? Is she? What's she doing? Is she still around?
I'm
back in jail.
She's in jail.
She died of internal bleeding one day later.
Yeah.
Home abortion.
She succumbed to her injuries from the fight.
She was pregnant the whole time.
All right, Bobby, put on the four guys fighting at once.
Yeah, let's do it.
I didn't realize this was going to be a felony fight episode, and I love it. And I'm loving it.
Where this is the felony fights fight
I forgot how
show.
Good these were. I remember me and Lewis getting these DVDs and watching them in our Brooklyn apartment together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they were always like in clearance racks.
Yep.
It's just one-on-one-on-one.
Yeah, these guys would have fucked up that chick.
Yeah.
This isn't as exciting as I thought it would be.
Well, because it's shitty.
Oh! Just when you said
Just when you said that, he murdered
that guy's
a man.
Dead.
He's dead,
stop,
dude. Chill.
Stop!
Stop it. Why?
I mean, dude, I think he's done.
That was wild.
Oh, dude, that hurt my neck.
Wow.
What a bitch. You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Still going?
He's up.
All right, he's in. He wants more. Dude, he wants more.
Hey, feather fists. Is that all you got?
Stay down.
Hey, feather fist, you want to give that another go? I bet you can't suplex me onto my face again. Bet you can't bend my body behind my head twice in
is
one day.
Wearing, I don't know, those like fighting gloves. Sometimes they give them brass knuckles to fight with, dude. See if you can find a felony fight with brass knuckles.
Yeah, with weapons.
Ooh. Jeez. Fucking wild, dude. I don't have that in me. I don't have that meanness in me.
To just go with someone you don't have the meanness, but you can. You're doing it with Jason, like somebody you like very much. You're going to go in there and give it all.
There's
something. I couldn't
do
that.
There is something
because it's
very
a controlled
different.
Environment,
yeah.
And it's a, like, we are going to be better at fighting each other than those guys are fighting. Like, I in an MMA fight, in a controlled environment, I think I could easily beat any one of those guys. In a street fight, I think that I'm just not trying to get into it with these guys that are just, you see the way the guy's knocked out, and he's just punching him in the face.
Yeah, lunatics.
Like absolute lunatics.
Not they're good fighters, but people who just don't give a fuck.
A referee that's there to like have a controlled environment, like it, you know, I would any one of those guys if they wanted to spar
the
fight
dangerous
MMA.
Thing is someone who doesn't give a fuck, just nothing.
They're gonna grab a pool cue,
whatever.
Snap it in half, and fucking start stabbing you.
Well,
with it.
Genuinely,
I'm not that guy. I don't have that fucking meanness or ugliness in me to fucking you know.
You know what's funny? I used to always say that about when they'd go, "Who would you want to be in a fight with?" That was like the eternal question in the. mid-2000s, who would you rather have to fight, Jimmy Martinez or Dante? And I was like, Dante, even though he might be a better fighter or something, he'll stop, I think. Like, when I'm hurt, he'll stop. I don't know if Jimmy might just fucking lose it and keep going.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, Jimmy's also a sweetheart. I think
very much. These are friends of ours.
I think
just saying,
Jimmy,
I'm talking,
if me
I'm
and Jimmy
about a fighting
ever got into
situation.
A fight, I think Jimmy would hit me and then immediately feel bad, cry, and hug me.
Very possible. No.
He's just too, like... We, like
of course, he's sweet. I'm just saying, I'm talking about in the fiercest of situations, I'm saying. If you were like in a situation like...
Oh, I think he could be...
One would you rather
he'd
fight?
He'd easily murder me, but then feel bad about it very quickly.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean. It's nothing to do with his sweetness. I'm saying, in that moment, who would go first?
But you can take solace knowing that Jimmy will be at your funeral. He will apologize.
He'll give a speech.
He'll say, listen, I loved him. I don't know.
That was my dog. But he stepped over the line.
Can we see the...
That wasn't a bad Jimmy Martinez, by the way.
Is there one
give myself a little kudos there.
Breast nuke alleys?
Solid.
I haven't found brass knuckles. I'm looking for other weapons, though.
Thank you, Bobby.
I guess felony fights is a hard. Just look for brass knuckles.
Is there anything
fight.
Else where they give a chick a weapon?
Even if it's not
a
felony,
that really
is
has great. To be weapon with a
dude.
Chick
weapon,
with a weapon,
chick with a weapon versus dude.
This is little twink.
I want to start.
That should be an entire organization.
It should be a category.
That's just,
dude.
Just
chick
that's
with a weapon.
All they do.
Chick with a weapon.
The CWWVD. .com.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's a great dude. You give him a different weapon of choice.
Would you fight a chick with a weapon?
What weapon?
What's that? I don't know what that was. Yeah, no, you don't. You don't get to know. That's the risk.
Something that could
shotgun.
So
we had salt off shotgun.
Pull up Andrea's Twitter.
Machete.
Because she posted the video of I challenged Andrea. I did this with Shannon years ago. I challenged. I said, Andrea, if you had a knife, do you think you could stab me with it before I got it from you? And Andrea, who's got military training, she was like, yeah, I'll take the challenge. So if it was from Real Ass Podcast, see if you can find it. Andrea tweeted the video for it. Shout out to Andrea.
Did she have a knife? A plastic knife?
What did I give her? Maybe like a pen or something.
And.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna see what
obviously
happens.
Obviously, you fucked her up, otherwise you wouldn't be bringing
yeah,
it
yeah, I wouldn't fucking...
I think it would go a little something.
So,
rolling.
I believe, Bobby, I think we have a little video on this.
Actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, because...
That's very interesting.
So we got this video of Lewis getting down.
And you know, they always...
Let's roll tape on that, Bobby.
They always play the video right when you least suspect it.
Yeah.
They always.
All right. Talking to Alex back there in the booth. I think we'll throw the tape.
In the intro, I gave them specific instructions on how to find the video. Good.
And Andrew, I don't even have to stand. I believe I could probably. I can, Andrew, come in. I feel like I could probably disarm a woman, even with her military training and her giant biceps.
Who's next to six?
I feel like I could probably disarm
Dave Temple.
Her.
No,
you don't
not.
Think so, but you're putting money wow. I don't know.
Oh, Sherrod, I'm sorry. Sherrod Small.
You said she's an army brat, or she was actually in the military?
No, I said she's... I meant she was in the military, but okay. She's also a brat. She's very bratty.
Ah, all right.
Andrea, wearing a dress today.
Does it happen right now? Is this important?
Usually Andrea fucking...
You just told us this.
David James.
David James. Yeah.
He's very funny.
Great. Yeah, he worked with me in Buffalo.
Hilarious, dude.
She has energy. She's energy like Kathy Bates in Misery.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like one day I'm going to wake up and she's going to be just hobbling my feet with a giant... Yeah.
Real Ass Podcast, right? The Gas Digital Network, folks. I didn't realize it was going to be this much setup.
You look like your mom picked out your outfit for a funeral.
What's your favorite Skanks episode? The one where they watch Real Ass Podcast.
Andrea,
what's that?
So you're coming at me with a knife. This is what if a woman came at me with a knife, I'd be like, all right. I was like, what, bitch? You got a problem?
Yeah.
You got a fucking problem with her face. She's,
oh,
she's
God.
She's a little bit disturbed.
Is she going to fucking poison us with lemon squares one day?
She's a spooky woman.
Oh, shit. Help me.
That went bad.
Murdered you. Quick.
That went really bad.
It was psychotic, dude.
She did it. That was terrifying. She did it in a real smart, like, strategic way. She really kind of, like, drew you in with the taking off the glasses slowly and then lunge.
She's like, you wouldn't hit a lesbian in glasses, would you?
Yeah, no, you didn't do very good in that one,
dude. She goes, I don't want to get blood on my muff diving goggles.
It also depends on who the woman is, what the weapon is.
She might fuck you up. She's pretty,
you know.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. The weapon, exactly. Where can? How much of the weapon can you grab to pull away from her fucking
how much
spindly balsawood arm?
How much could you take one shot with the weapon is a big one, too. Like, that, fighting a chick with, like, a stick like that, it's like even if she catches you with it one time, you're not,
a girl
like,
with nunchucks.
Baseball bat.
Close distance. Baseball bat.
Here's the problem. Women don't understand.
Baseball bat
torque.
Is
they don't have the skills?
They're not going to fucking, they're not going to do, like, they're going to be like, they're going to, like, throw them at you. They're stupid, dude. They're women.
First of all, if you get into a nunchuck fight, no one's going to try to do the... Buckle all that shit.
I would, dude. I fucking.
Now, I see fanning it in front of you would make more sense. Or winding it up.
That's ridiculous. You're going to do a fucking Darth Vader impression through the fan?
What? How fast are you going to fan this thing?
Come and fight me.
You're my father. No, it's. You're my father. No. It's different. Copyright.
No, a nunchuck. I feel like a baseball bat could cause a problem.
I think baseball bat. The thing is that you have much less. It's you have to kind of be perfect to really fuck someone up with a baseball bat with a shot. But you really can't take that.
I'll tell you where you
can't take
up
a baseball.
Well, a woman's gonna probably start shoving it into her pussy, dude. She's gonna get all horny with the shape
of
it.
Specifically, a child's baseball bat, like the little league, aluminum bats. Because the thing it's all about torque. How much fucking can you whip it around? And like a big wooden bat, like a Louisville Slugger, a woman's gonna be almost useless. to her. But
she can't even pick it up off the floor. It's like Thor's those hammer.
Bats, remember they used to get those bats out at fucking baseball
the
games?
The mini bats, yeah.
The mini bats, like those things, too. It's
that
like,
would be just
that's
annoying.
Easier than, that would be easier than the aluminum, like, kid's bat, but the little bats like this.
The
like,
little bats wouldn't do
you
anything.
You could get bonked on the fucking head.
But it's gonna, you're going to bleed a little bit worse. She's not even going to get it to my head, dude. She's not. She's gonna swing it. I'm gonna fucking block like this. Come in, close the distance. Yeah, you're gonna snap her fucking arm, dude. Ah.
You have a Three Stooges defense. Hey.
I love that you said she's our fingering herself. Lewis's strategy is just get them too horny.
Well, yeah, the little
Powers technique.
I'm gonna whisper in her ear.
Oh,
nice try, bitch. She's gonna come.
What are you? Hey, your hair looks nice, baby.
What are you gonna do with your butt plug, slut?
All right, here's my strategy. I'm gonna compliment her a lot, then neg her for a year and a half.
Whoa,
she'll be dating me.
Whoa. Too many neggers.
Whoa.
I don't think, I think the weapon and the woman, like Alex, you could give Alex probably almost any weapon in the world. You know, maybe, or a gun, yes.
She's like a Mortal Kombat character. She could be like a hula hoop or something. Like some weird thing that she's great with.
No,
she can kick, but I don't even.
Obviously, short of a gun. A gun, Alex wins. Like,
spray.
A gun is the ultimate weapon. Like, she could be
bazooka,
a gun.
She loses
bazooka,
bad.
She's not even holding the bazooka.
She's trying to pick up that bazooka. I'm already fucking... I'm trying crazy kicks. I'm trying, like, windmill kicks and fan kicks. Maybe one hand kick her over my head kicks.
Yeah.
A knife is...
You're both going to die if she picks up that bazooka.
A grenade?
I'm going to have a heart attack. Trying all these crazy moves.
I'll tell you right now. It's not ending well if she gets her fucking... She's going to...
She gets pointed in the crowd and just blows the whole fucking thing.
She's going to try to pick it up.
Button! Button! No!
How heavy is a bazooka? I have no idea. It could be crazy.
More than Alex can pick up.
More than
sure.
She can handle. She would be the bazooka
she
operator.
She had a grenade. She'd probably throw it too fast. And you could just throw it back to her real quick. Yeah.
She'd drop it behind her.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Absolutely.
No more women fights?
Women with weapons specifically?
Has anyone else covered this? This is all I want to watch now.
Mm. I want to start.
This should be just a new podcast.
Fight companion,
we should at Skankfest.
So many fights, fight companion.
If we do it, Ellis Mania, we see if Jason would be willing to have a woman fight a dude, but a woman has a weapon in Ellis Mania.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
He won't do it. He's going to be all fucking woke about it.
I don't think
he'll
do that.
Like a BB gun.
No, well, that was hilarious.
It's like the time for that was really like 2006. It's frowned upon now.
Oh, right.
No, Mike, I'm not doing that.
Is it illegal to have...
I'm not going to do it.
Like
it's illegal.
Professional, they sign it, woman versus man. Is that illegal?
It's probably illegal.
Wasn't MMA illegal in New York for a while or something?
Yeah. It's,
legal schmeagle. Come
illegal.
On, dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, listen.
Well, I don't think you're going to get an athletic commission to sign off on it.
What does that mean, though?
That means it would be, like, it'd be illegal. What the UFC did for a while was they did it on Indian reservations. Which is like technically like kind of off the legal grid.
Did you say that anymore?
What isn't?
Is Indian reservation the future president Dave?
Indian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, future president Dave. You don't call them Indian reservations, do we?
I'm running on a strict platform of bringing back all old racial slurs.
Yeah.
I'm getting 3% of the Oriental vote.
A couple of these carpetbaggers are really fucking showing up.
Even you people out there, you know the.
Hey, ho, 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 hey, ho, ho, ho.
Build that wall, wall. Build that wall, wall.
All right, we are here at Woman versus Man, but the woman has a weapon, a mania.
Redemption again.
Part two. Alex, would you be willing to fight Mike Harrington? You get a weapon. He has nothing but his hands.
You've seen what he's not capable of.
No.
If you win, he grows his beard back.
No, I'm not fighting. I don't want to fight.
Would you punch him in the dick if it would make his beard grow back?
I bet you Kim Congdon with a Kempo stick could beat up Harrington, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
She's loose cannon.
Yeah.
She's fucking wild.
Kim's taking those punches, too.
Yeah, she's
she knows. She's eating them.
Oh, I know.
They're just going to make her angry.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I read the police reports. It just made her angry. should we wrap this sumbitch up?
No, we have time. What do you mean? Another 15 minutes of show left.
Oh.
Ah, it's a good day.
Well, I have a meter going, you know?
It's a nice
day. Have fucking, what's his name, go put money in it.
Can't. The machine's broken. You got to do it on the app. But they make you wait 10 minutes between, I think.
He can just go to another machine.
No.
Across
the street,
it won't
be the zone.
It will be.
It's not the same zone.
It is. Doesn't matter. If you have the thing in the window, it doesn't matter.
I also have a car to get to.
Really?
It's back. No. It's back in somewhere else.
But it's in Ireland. Oh, wow. I left my tea kettle on in Ireland.
I think my iron's on. That was a bad accent.
Not bad.
No, it sucked. Which one of these great stories? There's a lot of good ones here.
There's a bunch of stories here. Yeah, yeah. We're good. We're good on time. Remember, we started...
We have to do ads. I said I had to go at like 2:30. I do have to get out of here.
No, you don't. You said we were supposed to do this at 2 o'clock here. You had a hard out at 4. You're just a liar, and it's okay.
Hard out at 4, I was going to take a fucking Uber down here. I drove down.
So it's going to take you an hour and a half to get to...
I got to go home. I got to put the car back in the garage to get an Uber to work.
Stop. Just say that you're lazy. Say it. And that'll be that.
What does lazy have to do with anything?
Say it or Lewis will take your weapon and beat you with it.
What's lazy have to do
with it? I'm kidding. I'm messing with you, man. It's all good.
I don't know. You don't fight girls with weapons. Yeah. You want to leave early.
You won't even get out of bed to fight a girl with a weapon.
What do you do?
What about the racist guy attacking an Asian family in a drive-thru at McDonald's?
Oh.
That old story?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll give it a whirl.
Boy meets girl, you know? It's as old as time.
Every word was good.
Love from across the tracks. It is what it is.
Every word was good.
Kill you. No, I won't kill you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you're so Asian.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, you're so Asian.
That video was captured back in May. A mother-daughter, Narissa and Patricia Roque, seen in the video.
Well, it was Melissa. It was Melissa. It was Melissa, but they pronounced it Marissa.
Melissa.
Oh, Marissa. Marissa.
Very abusive.
Would when they see
that
the
is
driver.
Not okay.
In line behind them bumped their car unprovoked. He pulled up alongside them and they recorded him making racial slurs, mocking them, and they say he threatened to kill them. Now you also see on the video Gabriel Roque, husband and father to the women. They say he stepped in when the stranger tried to open their car door. Things escalated into a physical altercation between the two men. Mrs. Roque also got out of the car to intervene and claims the man choked her. Now the family said good Samaritans jumped in to help, and that's how they were able to get away from him. Today, the family and community activists demanded a full investigation and his arrest.
Wait, the guy got away?
If they're demanding his arrest,
so wrong.
Sayonara.
Yamaguchi. It's a word.
Terazaki.
He hit a gong.
Goodbye. I'm so sorry. Tell a couple. Tell Paris. I'm so sorry. Suzuki.
Shit, dude. That guy ruled. I mean, you shouldn't be doing that.
No, you shouldn't. But
I mean, that's hilarious.
Glad you saw it.
Dude, I love when it's so apologetic.
He got his ass kicked.
Dude, sometimes they're so apologetic, like when they're on camera. Like sometimes people, like, they get angry and then they get embarrassed. Or maybe they start acting like they... But when they're, like, legitimately unapologetic, there was the one guy, we probably covered it on this show, but he was like, fuck you, yeah, I'm racist, yeah, come fucking see me. Then he was like, see me at 225 67th Street.
Oh, yeah,
he gave his address.
Just a huge protest at his house.
Then there was, like, fucking 800 black people outside of his house within a few hours. It went viral. People, like, jumping on his car.
What else would I do with the Joe shit?
It'd be great if he just gave out some black guy's address.
Yeah.
Just sent them all right
that
there.
That would have been hilarious, dude.
He just made it up. 1, 2, 3, Shitsville.
There's a letter, Martin Luther King Jr. discussing the N-word in a letter, is selling for $95,000.
Where's it at?
I don't know. This is the letter.
Yeah, this is the letter wrote by Martin Luther King.
Go ahead, Jay. Your
Junior
version.
I appreciate the meaningful points raised in your letter to me concerning racial appellations. The words dark-skinned American constitute a vivid depiction of both citizenship and race, just as you point out. I agree wholeheartedly with you that the import of the term is in salient contrast with no
connotation.
Connotation.
We're dumb.
No, it looked like two words. I couldn't see. It's a TMZ watermark.
There's a TMZ watermark in it. This is, by the way, in the original letter. TMZ watermark.
Wow. That guy was a prognosticator. With the connotation attached to the word nigger carries with it a meaning deeply rooted in the debilitating racist caste ordering of our society's slavery epoch and segregation era. The term dark-skinned American often
By the way, they wrote savory, and then they had to put it in an L afterwards.
They really did. That's with a pen.
This is why... All right.
The term dark-skinned American often finds its way into my speeches and writings, and encouragingly, I notice it, too, in the usage of so many others. The use of that and similar appellations reflect both our great heritage and our devotion to a brand...
Oh, my God, Martin.
...of Americanism of the highest order. $95,000.
This is
nowhere
near as good as the fucking I Have a Dream speech.
No. How did he get...
I have a dream that the Legion of Skanks will stop using the word nigger.
Tell that to TMZ. Take it to the hilltops, Harvey.
All right, now we can end.
Thank you. Good. Nothing like forcing a few more minutes in there.
Come on, dude.
Colm Terrell, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me,
I wish
we
could do it all day. Colm, thank you so much for being here for the Legion of Skanks. We'll catch you guys Monday live, yeah?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, back at the stand. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.